Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's 6 o'clock on Dukes and Bell. Sports talk show in Atlanta for your ride home.
Mike Davis is with us, guys, here on the WadeFord.com hotline.
Saw your Twitter the day this went down. You were like, let's go. And I was like, yeah, let's go. Because, Mike, you killed us during the season, man. You were running through everybody.
Yeah, man. It was kind of personal. I don't know why. Well, I know why. It was kind of personal.
Oh, we like that kind of party.
I do, too. Yeah, I do, too.
And now you get a chance to show Carolina what they don't have when you see them twice play for the Falcons.
Yeah, it's going to be kind of personal again.
All right, all right. He's a man of few words.
Terminator?
He's just here to kick some ass.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Boy, let's hope so. Glad to have you listening on a Thursday. Guys, we have a lot going on. If you're just jumping in the car, if you're listening on your smart speaker at home or however you're accessing the show, thank you. This news with Marcelo Ozuna is huge. But there is other huge news that is breaking as we speak, and that is the SEC votes unanimously to extend invitations to the Big 12 co-founders, Oklahoma and Texas, to join the league. We knew this was a formality. We knew that the chancellors and ADs and the presidents were meeting today about this, but now, a little bit after 6 o'clock, they have the formal invite. So, as we've talked about, this is going to happen. Now it's all about the timing of when it's going to happen. Is Texas and Oklahoma going to come early? Meaning not this year, guys. It would be early, would be next year, or even the year after, because their TV deal doesn't end until 2025. So we're going to talk more about that coming up, Mike, in 15 minutes. Let's talk about this Marcelo Ozuna thing again, because people are wigging out about this. Again, can you tell us the story from what Amy Dash is talking about with prosecutors getting basically saying these felony charges, they're going away.
And again, guys, real quick, because, you know, I'm a fan of the guy. I even got an autographed jersey. I hope Squid Billy didn't throw it out because we didn't know if we were going to see this guy back in a Braves uniform. As Carl said, we always advocate for the athletes, but with the story as it was written, and I go with what I know, as you like to say, was you had body cam of two police officers seeing allegedly him choking his wife, and it sounded pretty cut and dry. And as you said, let's not rush to judgment. Body cam now looked at by the prosecutors, because initially what made this sound like he was going down for the count, Carl, was the charges were brought back on July 15th. And then I don't know what caused them to take a second look at the body cam, but according to our legal expert from Odyssey Radio, Amy Dash, prosecutors reviewed the video and decide to drop the felony charges because strangulation in domestic violence, that's like literally you can't get out of that one. You can't plead that one down. That's going to jail. So now we find out that if he can work out something with the prosecutors, there is a chance that he could get away with probation and perhaps some form of fines. And then Major League Baseball would, I would presume at some point, be compelled to reinstate him. I don't know if they think this is still bad optics, basically, because, Carl, they've dragged their feet in some cases on domestic violence. But I would think at some point Marcelo Ozuna is back in a Braves uniform, based on what I'm reading from this report. And the link is up, by the way. Put him up, C-Dukes and Mike Bell ATL.
That's the way I'm feeling. Only because MLB was not going to allow him to be on anybody's team. I said this to you guys when this happened, with felony charges.
It's like the Mingo thing that was, you know, floating over him right now with the Falcons.
Nobody's going right. to, nobody. And it wasn't just a Braves deal, because people were like, well, somebody else will give him a chance. Not with felony charges. But now with this new information being revealed, I just think it's hard. It's a hard case for MLB to not say. Guys, he's not the first guy to have misdemeanor charges against him. And again, I use that not as if to say that's a light deal, but it's not felony. And it's certainly not what was assumed here for the last few months about what this case was. Mike and I were talking today, and we were talking about Oklahoma and Texas, and, you know, was there some kind of collusion with ESPN to do this deal? And I said, what can you prove? You know, where's the smoking gun? So for Marcell Ozuna, you know, because there will be people who will say, well, he's not innocent. I'm not saying that. What I am telling you is, from the information that's being provided and from the Braves' point of view, and I'm curious to see what the team's going to say now about this, and right. then MLB, who will eventually give the go-ahead to say, yes, of course, you have the option now to go forward, but I don't think you can say Marcell Ozuna is done now in MLB.
No, I just don't think so.
I
just said totally reverse what I said back in May. Here's the deal, Carl. Major League Baseball is currently investigating Ozuna, so they're investigating, according to Amy Dash, the existence of the body cam video. Now, will eventually go public. Once the case is closed, the video will be made available. MLB will then be able to look at it through Georgia's open records policy.
Yeah.
And Chris, our engineer, just looked it up. If you're looking for anything from Aroldis Chapman to anyone else who's had a situation like this, Major League Baseball, the commissioner's office, has docked guys anywhere from 20 games to the full season, 162. So because of the optics of it, and you brought up, we talked about this when it went down, he's had previous spats with her, with his estranged wife, where there was alleged that she attacked him. So I don't know if that and how that will bear out. And again, first things first, we don't want to see anybody put hands on a woman. We're not trying to make light of this. But it is difficult as a Braves fan, knowing where this team is, to now find out that a guy you thought may never play baseball again in America is now going to have those felony charges dropped. Again, if you're just tuning in, Fox 5 in Atlanta are initially reporting this, I believe, and then Fox Radio's got it now. But that Marcell Ozuna, the felony charges dropped up in Sandy Springs.
404-741-0929. We'd love to hear your opinion on this on our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. I know a lot of texts are coming in. You can find us on Twitch as well. Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'em Up, C Dukes. And, of course, this radio show, Dukes and Bell 929. We've talked about a lot of things today. This is what we always tell you guys. It's a big show, 5 hours. And we hope you listen all 5 hours, but we understand you got stuff going on. And this story is as big as any story we've talked about because of what it could potentially mean to the Braves. Now, to Mike's point, do I still think he's going to get suspended for some games? Yes, I do. But from the Braves standpoint, when you've got 4 years invested in a $65 million contract, and let's just say three, let's just say he doesn't play the rest of this season. So be it. You got 3 years that's invested. And, you know, we're talking about what? The contract includes a club option worth $15 million that would convert to 5 years and $80 million. That was all basically performance-based. This is a big deal. To know that maybe moving forward, that is an investment now. Mike has talked about, you know, Liberty Media saying, oh, we still got to pay this Ozuna thing. That becomes something that maybe doesn't actually play out, and maybe he's able to come back and play for the Braves next year. Now, I don't know how you feel personally and say, well, I don't want him back. We're not talking about that today. What we're talking about is that the charges that we thought were going to be brought forth with Marcell Ozuna are not the charges that are going to be brought forth. And I just think that has to change what is going to happen moving forward. Now, if the Braves, Mike, wipe their hands clean and say, you know what, it doesn't matter, we're moving on, that's a different conversation. But as of right now, everybody was in the wait-and-see mode. Well, we got new information today.
Now, again, as I said, if you're looking for what's up next, he'll be in court on August 10th, according to our legal expert, Amy Dash, for our radio network. There is a chance, again, that his lawyer would have to reach out with the prosecutor and make sure that they could sort of do some kind of a plea agreement. I'm fast-forwarding real quick.
Sure.
But there is a chance, it's what we said. Major League Baseball is still going to investigate. There's a history of back and forth with yep. Marcell Ozuna. As we said, his wife was charged with attacking him last year. So if you are looking for the glass half full, at some point, the good news is Marcell Ozuna, again, I hope they work their things out, or maybe they part ways or whatever, because we never ever on this program make light of a man putting hands on a woman. But as a guy that I thought before this happened, you know, and I don't want to backtrack, but I liked what this guy brings to this team. I love the fact we lobbied for this guy to get his contract, and it was a body blow to all of us when this news dropped. I don't know how the police said that they had body cams that showed he was strangling her and hit her with his cast. Remember, he had broken his fingers at that point. But apparently the prosecutors reviewed the video, and they felt there was not enough there, or at least they were compelled to drop the charges.
All right, Joe Patrick, our Braves insider, has just tweeted, he does not believe that this changes Marcell Ozuna's future with the Braves. and it may not. And then it becomes where some of the fan base who goes, we kind of need this. You know, we like to have his bat in a very lighthearted way. And I'm laughing because, you know, in these situations, as we said, maybe the Braves just go, wipe their hands. We had no intentions of moving forward with this. And so it is what it is. And if that's the case, so be it. And you know what else is going to maybe decide that, Mike, is what they decide to do, not only for the trade deadline, but also for the offseason, you know?
Right.
The Jock Peterson move, I said this, that was a move not only for this year, but for next year. Now, you're going to say, well, he doesn't put up Marcell Ozuna numbers. It's how you try to substitute and build around what's been going on. And if you are doing that, Mike, with the intention of not having Marcell Ozuna in this lineup, on this team, a lot of these things that are going to play out here over the next few months is going to tell us a whole lot.
So now, as we said, Major League Baseball may still, as yet, put down some form of a suspension. I know that for teams that are, this is the craziest damn day. Have you ever heard one? We got Russell Westbrook going to the Lakers. We got Cam Reddish trade rumors. You got Max Scherzer going to the Padres. And then we find out that Marcell Ozuna is not looking at the kind of steep charges we thought was going to potentially keep him out of Major League Baseball for the rest of his life.
Yeah, it really is, and in a way, shocking, because when you hear body cam footage, especially in today's age, right?
Right.
We just went through a year of racial reckoning and police, you know, brutality, and understanding what's been going on. And for many people who had no idea, but when you start saying body cam footage.
Right.
You just immediately assume.
And that's okay, what I did. Yes.
This is a done deal. They have this guy on tape choking a woman. How in the hell are you going to get out of that? So, guy just asked me, Dukes, what's on the body cam footage? We don't know, but Mike just told you, open law records. At some point, this tape will be released, and we'll get a chance to see whatever it was the prosecutor saw and said, we don't have a case.
Hey, more from Amy Dash. Sources say Ozuna's lawyers and the DA are in talks over a possible resolution of the matter, since both charges are now misdemeanors. If Ozuna is able to strike a plea deal, he could walk away with probation and avoid jail time. But here's the however. However, under Georgia law, a simple assault on a spouse does enhance the charge to an aggravated misdemeanor, which could lead to a judge then sentencing him to some jail time. That would be at the judge's discretion, so he'd have to obviously make the deal with the DA before they got before the judge.
So two things you have to still overcome. And I say overcome, not again, some of these choice words that I'm using makes it sound like this is okay. It's not. I'm not okay with it. I wish it never happened.
Right.
But with Marcell Ozuna, MLB, first and foremost, what is going to be the judgment from their investigation that allows you to either play here or somewhere else? Hopefully here, we'll see. If not, then, you know, again, that's going to be a part of this. The second thing, and maybe in different order, Mike, is the criminal stuff. You just said it. I mean, if you're talking about jail time or whatever, potentially because of this charge, again, MLB is going to wipe their hands. They're going to say, well, no, thank you. So one could determine the other, but right. Those are the two things I think we have to talk about before we even get to the Braves saying anything about this.
Right, and as Joe Patrick, our Braves insider, says, I mean, the Braves perhaps have already said, however this was going to be resolved, they would move on. I don't want to be selfish as a guy. I'd want to see a baseball team win some games because, as we say, you might not see Ozuna for the rest of the season if MLB drops the hammer on him.
Right,
but I don't want to make light of it and say, I'm glad. It's a terrible situation, as we said. Everybody loves Marcell Ozuna, and, you know, you hope he gets his head right in this relationship. But, I mean, it's some good news for the guy.
Top 3 at 6 brought to you by New Realm Brewing. Remember, this summer, mix things up with New Realm Brewing's Beach Crusher variety 12-pack featuring 4 delicious, refreshing beers that pair perfectly with Georgia's summer, including the Hazy Like a Fox IPA, Hoptropolis IPA. You can track them down near you using the beer finder. All right, we're coming back. SEC votes unanimously to invite Oklahoma and Texas into the conference. We'll talk about it next.
The most important story of the day.
All right, guys, there's a bunch of things going on that are all very important. So we're going to try to hit them all, including the NBA draft tonight and rumors about Cam Reddish being possibly moved. Mike, let's start with the SEC first, though. Is this a surprise at all that they have unanimously voted to allow Texas and Oklahoma to come?
Well, how about Texas A&M, the Aggies, being the big man and taking the high road? Carl, I thought they might abstain, you know, or vote no, but they all voted yes, because the money is just too big. And all these now stories are out there about, at some point, Carl, a 30-team conference with players getting paid and basically the NCAA not even in the picture. But the first step to that is to do what they're doing right now. And now all the the things that the Big 12 is throwing out there about ESPN meddling, I mean, that's background noise. I don't think that goes anywhere, but this thing is happening.
Yeah, and that's Bob Bowlesby, who is the commissioner of the Big 12. Part of this is, too, this is cold-blooded, but Bob Bowlesby was sitting at the table with all these other conference commissioners and ADs, and they're all talking about college football playoff expansion. And meanwhile, here's Oklahoma, the Big and Texas. Their ADs, Chris Del Conte, I know him well at Texas, going behind his back without him even knowing anything. While they're sitting there talking about, yeah, you know what? We should expand the college football play. Let's make it 12 teams. Meanwhile, as soon as they're leaving the room, don't tell anybody. I mean, it's cold. So I know he's ticked off. I get it. But these allegations that ESPN conspired with the SEC, we just talked about Marcell Ozuna, and not to be glib, but where's the proof? Like, how can you prove that, Mike, and ultimately say to everybody, even if we think it, and Mike and I do think it, but even if we think it, how can you go, yes, ESPN was behind this, they pushed all the buttons, they got Oklahoma and Texas together, how?
I know that we've talked about, how does it work, the pods, the 14 pods and all that. I don't know about that. I mean, I still like the divisional formats. But, again, maybe the pod thing you talked about, we discussed yesterday, is a way to do it. TV numbers are insane. I mean, the ratings, as you guys know. I mean, it's going to – I mean, as we said, when Georgia plays Texas or Florida plays Oklahoma, that's must-see television, right? I know it's a cliche. That's must-see TV. Yeah. And you've already got the hugest audience. They do better – SEC 330 on CBS does better than Thursday Night NFL or comparable. Should give you an idea of the kind of numbers they put up. So, I mean, and ESPN, by the way, doesn't it seem like they had a bargain when they bought that thing for the $3 billion deal, $300 million a year?
Yeah.
It's a bargain with what they're going to generate.
It really is, man. So that is a story that we were kind of waiting, and I know some people still weren't believing, weren't reading the room. It's going to happen. Here they come, okay? How soon? Don't know, but no later than July 1st, 2025. But I think they're willing to pay the penalty because they're going to be able to make that money up and get out of there. It's a bad divorce. All right, let's talk about the NBA draft, Mike, because this is a topic of conversation today as well. Hawks currently hold the 20th pick, guys. A lot of NBA deals going down as we speak, including the Lakers trading for Russell Westbrook. Buddy Hield's a part of that as well. They're trading for him in a separate deal. But what are the Hawks going to do? Because as we lead up to coverage tonight here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Mike, you've been talking about it all day. Are they going to try to move Cam Reddish?
Well, this rumor started off, and again, this is not a Woj rumor. This is like an NBA draft.gov rumor. But it got traction because it involves the Hawks. And it states Cam Reddish and the 20th, our 20th pick, which, again, would be a total crapshoot because anything outside, the top 10 right now is kind of eyebrows get raised. But we'd be going to 13. That's the Pacers pick. And it got the debate pretty hot. I think the majority of our audience says don't touch Cam Reddish because they liked what they saw in the playoffs. It's a small sample size. I think some people like me, Carl, forgot how athletic he was and what he could do. But people like Squidbilly, Bo, our producer, says, look, you don't even know what you got with DeAndre Hunter, let alone Cam, because the sample size is so small. And then, of course, there's always the concern – you are committed to John Collins, whatever the size of the contract, and you're going to have to move some pieces off. I would rather hold on to Cam, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah.
Hold on to Cam Reddish. Let it play out. And then at the trade deadline, Sean, our boss, was saying you could go after Bradley Beal or somebody at the trade deadline next spring.
Well, see, that's the thing. But what if they're trading for Beal now?
Well, that's now there's another element to this. And I'd say, and I think every Hawks fan would say, hell yeah.
So let me just throw this out there. The only way I'm trading Cam is if I get an established score in the NBA. Bradley Beal fits that. Russell Westbrook is now gone. Washington's starting over again. Bradley Beal's like, yo, I'm here by myself again. I want out. So if you're going to tell me that you're adding Bradley Beal, one of the best scorers and shooting guards in the NBA, along with Trey, and we have to give up Cam Reddish, I'm doing it. So tonight, that may happen, and Mike, I don't know if it will, but that may happen, and they may already be in line to make that deal happen. Now, if you're telling me we're getting draft picks, which makes no sense and goes completely against what I know Travis Link thinks about, he's not trying to get younger. We're young. He's trying to get more experienced. So if you're telling me we're going to give Cam up for draft picks, I'm not buying it. If that happens, I'll be shocked tomorrow on the show, and I'll tell you guys, I didn't think that was going to happen. If we're going after a guy like Beal, I think that could happen.
I mean, there's a lot of moving parts to this. We've always said trust the process with Travis Schlenk. I really like what Cam did, but, I mean, when you're taking Cam and potential to a proven entity, and then if you take it all the way back to the night we made the trade with the Mavericks to move and swap Luka with Trey, and then you throw a guy like Bradley Beal in here to a team that already went to the Eastern Conference Finals, that's exciting stuff, and that's worth it. I'm with you.
All right. That's kind of what we're looking at there. As far as potential draft picks and what's going to happen, you know, Mike and I have been talking about this today. There are a lot of ways you could go at 20. But are we going to be picking at 20, or are we putting picks together and trading Cam for a possible deal? Now, remember, it might not just be two teams.
We've seen this to make the numbers work. We've seen 3 and 4 and 5 teams in some cases over the years.
Because in the NBA, the salaries have to match up. So it's not just player for player. With that said, we will see how that plays out. That is something we're watching closely as well, and we'll be talking plenty about that tomorrow. Now, on top of all of that, Mike Bell, the Braves win today. And getting back to baseball, not the Marcell Ozuna situation, but just baseball, you take 3 of 5 from the Mets, so you do win the series. It would have been nice to win last night. That was a heartbreaker, that 2-1 loss. It was like playoff atmosphere. But now all of a sudden you find yourself in a very similar position, Mike, and that's 4 games out in this division.
So where do we go from here? John Heyman says a guy like Rodriguez, the closer for the Pirates, would probably be a nice fit. You've also got salary control for at least another year after this. You know, we're not going to anticipate, and if you missed, we had a long conversation, Marcell Ozuna, the prosecutor, is dropping the felony charges about strangulation, domestic abuse. But Major League Baseball is still going to have his say, or their say, with the commissioner. So I don't think that means, guys, you're going to see Marcell Ozuna trotting out of the dugout anytime soon. But you got Jock Peterson, as you said, which was kind of like the stopgap on that. So go get me a relief pitcher. If you're not going to do anything else, get me a relief pitcher. Because I still think that is something that most, even the guys that are like, I don't know about this team, they could still buy that. Because look at Austin Riley. If Austin Riley continues raking, Albies gets his act together, which he is, he was an all-star. And Freddie's on fire. This team can still make some noise. Because the Mets are not, as you just saw, take 3 out of 5 from the Mets in their stadium. They're not pulling away from us.
Hello?
No, they're not. Austin Riley, that's John Heyman. That's a joke, inside joke on the show here. His phone went blank on him last week. Austin Riley, 2 for 4, home run today. Braves win 6-3. You had Dansby with a home run. You had Almonte with a home run. You got really good pitching in the last 2 games. Today, not as much. But, again, I don't want to make an excuse for what we saw from Smiley with the injury that he was worried about. And we were all kind of like, uh-oh, he might be done. But when you look at his numbers overall, Smiley only 4 innings today, and he gave up 9 hits and 3 earned runs. So he was okay, but the bullpen was great today, and that's what it was about. It was right. Chavez and Matzik and Luke Jackson and Will Smith. Right. Shut down. No runs given up after Smiley left the game today.
Right, but still, I mean, in the old days, that would not be considered a great outing. You go 4 innings, but it's the new baseball. More breaking news from MLB. The Cubs were doing the fire sale, and we'd like to go get Craig Kimbrel part two. Apparently, not Kimbrel yet, but Anthony Rizzo, Carl, traded to the Yankees.
Yeah, man. Yankees already got Gallo. We talked a little bit about this. I was hoping that we might go after him, depending on what we were going to try to do with the outfield. So they add Rizzo and Gallo. Yankees are going for it, too. And why wouldn't they? They're the Yankees.
Right.
Right? But they've not been the cream of the crop when you start talking about, you know, this division specifically and where they've been. A lot of people think they've underachieved. So maybe this is the spark, a couple of deals to get the Yankees going. But they – here's the thing. We've gotten so accustomed, I think, over the years that we just think the Yankees rake and they hit the ball and score runs. John Heyman alluded to this. They need some help in that lineup, so they're about to get it.
And then we also found out from John Heyman, it was reported kind of like a done deal that Trevor Bauer was going from the Nats to the Padres, but as a guy who's a veteran in MLB, man, I say, what'd I say? Trevor Bauer. Now, Trevor Bauer, his goose is cooked. You're not going to see him, it sounds like. John Heyman did tell us you're not going to see him in all likelihood pitching again for the Dodgers this year. But Max Scherzer may still become a Dodger. Max Scherzer initially reported Carl to go to the Padres, but that's not a done deal, according to our MLB insider, John Heyman.
Yeah, close to acquiring Scherzer, but he gets the final say on it because 10 years in the league, five of the same teams, called 10 and five guys, so you get to veto anything. And even if you had, even if you didn't have a no-trade clause in your contract. So that's part of the CBA with MLB. Bottom line is what team best fits him. So, and I was just talking about the Yankees. They're 9 out behind the Red Sox. Mm. Tampa Bay is 2 out behind the Red Sox. So the Yankees make a move. Now, here's what I'm talking about, guys. This is why when you're 4 out, you can't go, well, it's over. Yankees are 9 out, and they made 2 big moves today.
But they
are the Yankees.
Derek Jeter.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, like, they got more money, as we said, than anybody. It's just – it frustrates. I'm more frustrated because you
well,
see
the wild card. True.
Remember the Padres? All those years, the Padres were rebuilding. Then they decided now is our window with all the young stars. You know, to make the moves like they did. Tatis, obviously, it seemed crazy at the time, only 130 some odd games under his belt. But they go and they do it. And now, last year, they went and got Clevinger from the Indians. Clevinger, remember, blew his arm out like within 2 weeks. He had to get Tommy John. But they keep trying. And I know this is a different year without the Ozuna situation and losing Ronald Acuna. But guys, you will get Oscar Inoa back, and Travis d'Arnaud has already got his rehab going too. So, I mean, I'd like to see them at least do one more bullpen arm, Carl. They're never going to pay the money for Kimbrel. I know $60 million doesn't break the Yankees' bank, but it does for Liberty Media. But just give me somebody. That's why I like Rodriguez from the Pirates. That makes sense for us.
All right, I do want to mention one other thing, and this is basketball-related before we get to our game winner. I don't know if he's playing with us, but Trey tweeted out about an hour ago, Trey Young, it's already starting to blow. And it was a bomb. It was the emoji of a bomb
right, with
eyeballs looking at the bomb. What does Trey Young know?
Oh,
that's about to blow.
A lot of people really want Bradley Beal over here, man.
Why not? Now, I'm telling you, I take that. That to me puts us in a different conversation when you're talking about Milwaukee and potentially the Nets and some of these other teams we're going to see. I'm not worried about scoring with Bradley Beal. He can fill it up.
Meanwhile, Russell Westbrook is going to be a Laker, and so one more go round for if Anthony Davis can stay on the field on the court along with LeBron next year with Westbrook.
All right, man, we got to get to tonight's game winner. It's been a busy day, Mike Bell.
All right, we always talk about the worst trades for your team. How about the best trade your team ever made?
Ooh.
I'll give you one: second rounder for Tony Gonzalez for the Falcons a couple of years back. The best trade your team ever made: the Braves, famously. Again, it was what? Doyle Alexander for John Smoltz, a young hard-throwing right-hander from the Tigers minor league organization. The best trade your team ever made. 404-741-0929.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And the winner is...
Time to take the game winner on Dukes and Bell. Your last chance to sound off on today's show. So don't stink. Call now, 404-741-0929. Today's question...
All right, a lot of stuff happening today in Major League Baseball. Rizzo going to the Yankees. We may see Max Scherzer in the West Coast, but not sure if it's the Padres or the Dodgers. And then, of course, Russell Westbrook going to join LeBron and Anthony Davis, and they sent a bunch of dudes over to D.C. Carl, what's the best trade your team has ever made?
Crime Dog, Fred McGriff. Thomas just hit me up on Twitter. The Crime Dog coming to the ATL. Come on, man.
All right, one guy on Twitch says the greatest trade ever made in NFL history is Herschel Walker to the Vikings and laid the foundation for everything that Jimmy Johnson drafted and those teams that he built to go win Super Bowls.
For sure. There's no doubt. That changed the complexion of a franchise for that decade. And they won, three Super Bowls? Because, no doubt.
All right, man. We're going to be on the positive tip today. Hey, man, what is the best trade your team ever made? Hey, man, you're on the radio. What you got? Hey, man. Talking to you.
Hey, man.
What's up?
Not much.
All right, we're going to check your provider on that one, Joe. Carl, I'm running a quick train right here, man. Hey, yeah, I spoke during the commercial break. I spoke with two attorney friends of mine up in one works in Fulton County, one in Sandy Springs.
Okay.
One attorney still has no idea what's happened with the Ozuna case. Another one says there was something in the video when the cops rush in on the body cam. It looks like he's got the cast up against her neck. But when they get in the house, the angle doesn't support what they thought they saw.
Gotcha.
This is a bit of hearsay, but I'm getting this from an attorney who's a criminal defense attorney in Fulton County.
Yeah. I want to see the video when it comes out, and that way we can make a judgment for ourselves. But, yeah, man, I mean, obviously, listen, these DAs don't take their job casually in charging people. You better have the evidence, Mike. You better feel like this is something that we can prove.
Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. And again, we're talking about Marcell Ozuna. The links are up to the story. Amy Dash exclusively broke it now at first for Fox and, again, for Odyssey, our radio network. So check it out. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What's the best trade your team ever made?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Oh, man. So I'm going to have to go with Vic, man. Vic or Dominique, one of them two trades.
Carl, I can tell you the story. We were in Vegas, Drunk Larry and I, when the word came down about a day before the draft that the Falcons were making the trade with the Chargers.
Yeah.
It was so un-Falcon-like. Because you think about the Smith family, and they had to okay this because Arthur Blank was just taking over at that time. So people don't remember that one. But it was so un-Atlanta, so monumental at the time that we were going to have, at the time, the most exciting player coming out of college football.
Yeah, I mean, it's rare that those things happen. First of all, you had the number one pick. So it's not like it was the 20th pick. Again, the first pick, and then that happens? Crazy.
It's great. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What do you got for us?
Hey, man. Hey, I got to go. It's my Browns 2014 picking up David Putney.
Hey, man, you're on the radio, buddy. What do you got for us?
What's happening, Chief?
Hey, three in a row this week for Chief getting in.
That's
what do you
right,
got?
Chief. Had a couple days off, Chief. I had two of them. The guy stole the Dominique one, but the Hawks messed it up the year later when they traded him for Danny Manning. But anyway, we're going to go with Trae Young, Chief.
Trae Young?
Yeah, we got the goods. I mean, I don't know what Luka's going to do for Slovenia in the Olympics, but as far as rounds of playoffs won, Trey's got the wins, and as far as employees fired by a Mavericks team, that's where Luka wins, Carl, right now. Hey, man, we're talking about good things for your team. What's the best trade your team ever made?
Hey, man. Well, the best one for me happened a couple years ago. I'm a Ravens fan, and I kept wondering the draft why they kept going back, and then when they traded with the Eagles to get Lamar Jackson.
Nice. There you go. Good
Lamar
point.
Lamar Jackson, yeah. That is.
Now, only time will tell if the Trey Lance move by the 49ers was a good trade or a bad trade, but they moved up a long way.
They did, bro. And you know what? I mean, some of these deals, it takes a minute for you to figure it out and see.
Right.
They're impactful immediately, and in other deals, it might not happen immediately, Mike, but that doesn't mean it was a bad deal.
Chris,
just took a little longer.
Didn't the Bears move up to get Trubisky?
They did.
Yeah, they passed on Deshaun Watson and Pat Mahomes.
And that guy thinks he's justified his love by now bringing Justin Fields in. And otherwise, that general manager is going to be out of a job soon. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What's the best trade your team ever made? The best. There can be only one.
Is that me?
No,
yes,
it's sir. The guy behind you in the other car. No, you, man. What do you got?
Oh, sorry, man. I didn't realize. Hey, it's the best trade an Atlanta team ever made, and I miss them already. Come back, Julio. Come back.
It was a big one.
Yeah,
Dimitrov swinging for the fences. 20, moving up 20 notches to get him.
We're gonna see. We're gonna see how he does in Tennessee. We wish him nothing but the best. You guys know that.
Unless you know, some Mexican drug lords don't like them moving in on their operation with his cannabis issues. Hey man, you're on the radio, bro. What do you got for the best trade your team ever made?
Hey man.
Hey man.
Hey man.
Hey, I'm a Cincinnati native. 1971, Astros and Reds made a trade. It sent the Reds from the Astros, Cesar Geronimo, Jack Billingham, and the late Joe Morgan. That solidified the Big Red Machine.
Nice.
Yeah, it did. And that's one of my favorite, all-time favorite teams, no doubt.
Right on. Good polls right now so far from our guys. It's our game winner. And don't forget, guys, 7 o'clock, it's our draft coverage for Draft 2021 with the NBA. Are the Hawks making moves? Is Cam Reddish on the move? Andy Bunker, Mike Conti, and Deshaun Tate. Tate's Take Sports on Twitter. He knows, Carl, every single one of these guys that you and I have no idea about. He knows all these guys in the even round two coming up tonight. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What do you got for us for the best trade your team ever made?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Well, I was going to say when I got the fish heads and rice for that What's Happening Chief guy, but instead I'll go with John Smoltz from Detroit.
Ooh, yeah, that's
Doyle Alexander helping the Tigers make that run when they had Jack Morris and all those guys up in Minnesota. I mean, I should say in Detroit, right? Or I'm trying to figure who's on those teams. I got to go back and look at it now. I think it was still Brookins and
80s.
Lou Whitaker and those guys, right?
Late 80s, right. Early 90s?
Yeah,
late
80s.
Yeah.
Late 80s. Yep. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What's the best move, the best trade your team ever made?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
So I'm a Steelers fan, and the St. Louis Rams, after three seasons, thought this particular guy was on the tail end of his career. Ended up trading him for a second-round pick, and that was Jerome Bettis.
The wheels on the bus go round and round.
Yeah, man.
Think about it, man. Notre Dame star, Rams to Steelers, and obviously won a ring for Cowher.
He did. No, that was a big deal. I mean, and again, Mike, you said this, for your team. If it's your team, it's always greater and bigger because – once you win it, then you're like, man, I'm so glad we made that trade. At the time, you just kind of, you don't know. You keep your fingers crossed.
I wonder if Najee Harris helps Big Ben get back deep in the playoffs. You know, that's an exciting move for them. But this year, that's just a regular pick. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. We're talking about the best trade your team ever made. What you got?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
So, Dave Chappelle referenced when the black delegation traded Condoleezza Rice for Tiger Woods.
Remember that? You can still look that up if you're a younger audience member. You can still go on YouTube and look that up. It's pretty funny.
That's great, man. Hey, we are keeping an eye out, and I want to remind our listeners, again, coverage of the draft right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike Conti, Mike Minchin, Andy Bunker, and our man Deshaun Tate. So stay tuned. 7 o'clock, they're going to start. They'll have the primetime NBA draft show. We will be talking about it with you tomorrow starting at 2 o'clock. Anything that happened tonight? We talked about the Bradley Beal thing, and if you're telling me experience and scoring is what we're getting, I'm for it. I can't do draft picks for Cam. So we'll see how it plays out. Chris, let's get out of here and clear our throat.
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show, so it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
If you are just joining us, this Marcell Ozuna news, we're chasing down Amy Dash to talk with her, a legal analyst for Odyssey, tomorrow. So hopefully we'll get more information from her perspective on this, Mike, and kind of fill in some of the blanks for us. But again, big story today as prosecutors ditch the felony charge on Marcell Ozuna. All right, man. Big shout out to all of our guests. If you missed any of them, go to odyssey.com. Alec Cann joined us from Atlanta United talking about their match coming up. This weekend, it's tomorrow night against Orlando, at Orlando. We don't like them. Also, we had a chance to hear from Arthur Smith from the Midday Show. JR is filling in for Randy on Andy and Randy. Coach Smith coming on first day of practice, and we'll be talking more about the Falcons as well tomorrow as camp continues. And, of course, it's a hashtag Dukes and Bell tailgate at home. Also, thanks to John Heyman, our Odyssey insider, talking baseball. Tomorrow, trade deadline. Are we doing it or not? 4 o'clock. Be here. A lot of stuff will break tomorrow, and we'll have you all updated on it. Let's get out of here. Mike Bell, clear your throat.
Hey, man, the burning question for baseball fans. Can you buy your way out of a bad season? Well, the Yankees are going all in. They've always done this because, as I know, they're the biggest team out there. Them and the Dodgers and the Red Sox, the Mets, you know, the big heavy hitters. The Padres, you know, they look at their window. You know, they've got guys, and they added the pieces, and obviously they got Tatis. Last year, as I mentioned earlier, Carl, they went for Clevenger. Hey, he's on Tommy John. They won't even see him till whenever. But they are still after it, and they're trying to get Max Scherzer from D.C. Wouldn't that be cool if we had a team that even if we're in it or on the cusp of being in it, we are making moves. We're taking on salaries. We're saying, hey, we're trying to win a championship. It's about competition. It's about going all in, putting all your chips in. Yeah, I know, Carl. I'm talking about Liberty Media. When you are a corporation, when you are a nameless, faceless corporate entity, how do I know you really have skin in the game? All you are is, let's be honest, a landlord. You're a real estate company. You're more of a holding company than a baseball team. And once again, I'm not expecting much. I hope I'm proven wrong by 4 o'clock tomorrow at the trade deadline.
Hey, I got one thing to say. Austin Riley, stay hot. He hit his 21st home run of the season today. He went 2-for-4 with another long ball. Dinger. And Austin Riley's heating up at the right time. Not sure if Alex Anthopoulos will pull the trigger on anything tomorrow. I'm hoping. I've got my fingers crossed. But the guys that are here are going to have to continue to do what they're doing, to Mike's point, if we're going to have a real run in us. Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
you just traded Brett Butler.
Hello?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.